Test 6. Listening Comprehension. In this section of the test, you will have the chance to show how well you understand spoken English. There are four parts to this section, with special directions for each part. Part 1. Directions. For each question, you will see a picture in your test book and you will hear four short statements. The statements will be spoken just one time. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speaker says. When you hear the four statements, look at the picture in your test book and choose the statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and mark your answer. Look at the sample below. Now listen to the four statements.
A. They're looking out the window. B. They're having a meeting. C. They're eating in a restaurant. D. They're moving the furniture.
Statement B, they're having a meeting, best describes what you see in the picture. Therefore, you should choose answer B. Now let us begin part one with question number one. Number one. Look at the picture mark number one in your test book.
A. The women are entering the bank. B. The people are getting up from the bench. C. People are on a bench in the park. D. People are asked to stand on the bank.
Number two. Look at the picture mark number two in your test book.
A. The truck is stopped for the light. B. Passengers are getting into the van. C. The man is leaning against the van. D. The man is waiting for the truck to arrive.
Number three. Look at the picture mark number three in your test book.
A. The woman is carrying the bags. B. The women are sitting on the floor. C. The women are picking up the bag. D. The woman is looking in her bag.
Number four. Look at the picture mark number four in your test book.
A. The dogs are across the street. B. The line is going to hold. C. The man and his dog are crossing the street. D. The man is holding the lines.
Number five. Look at the picture mark number five in your test book.
A. The man is walking in the rain. B. The child has been left on the sidewalk. C. The baby is learning to walk. D. The woman is carrying an umbrella.
Number 6. Look at the picture mark number 6 in your test book.
A. A player is holding the ball. B. The men are playing with the ball. C. The man is throwing the ball. D. The players are looking for the ball.
Number 7. Look at the picture mark number 7 in your test book.
A. The garden tools are against the wall. B. The gardeners are building a wall. C. A wall separates the two gardens. D. Tools have been left behind in the garden.
Number 8. Look at the picture mark number 8 in your test book.
A. The woman is watching the secretary. B. The woman is holding a book. C. The women are carrying books. D. The women look like they are lost.
Number 9. Look at the picture mark number 9 in your test book.
A. Three of the bicycles have fallen down. B. The bicycles have been hit with rocks. C. The bikes are standing in the rack. D. The bikes are hard to carry.
Number 10.
look at the picture marked number 10 in your test book.
A. A secretary will answer the phone. B. The woman is reading from her notepad. C. The women are entering the office. D. The operator is calling an officer.
Number 11. Look at the picture marked number 11 in your test book. A. The fountain is around the corner. B. The fountains create a contour in the pool. C. Fountains circle the building. D. The fountain is inside the building. Number 12. Look at the picture marked number 12 in your test book. A. Entertainers are performing for the children. B. The clowns are entering the tent. C. The couple are holding hands in the park. D. The children are washing their hands. Number 13. Look at the picture marked number 13 in your test book.
A. The woman is looking for a bike her size. B. The bike has lost a wheel. C. The bike is parked in the house. D. The woman is on her exercise bike.
Number 14. Look at the picture marked number 14 in your test book. A. Paper clips have spilled on the table. B. The metal holders are in the cup. C. The office is ordering more supplies. D. Papers are clipped together. Number 15. Look at the picture marked number 15 in your test book.
A. The tire is under the car. B. The car has lost a tire. C. The worker is about to retire. D. The man is checking the tire.
Number 16. Look at the picture marked number 16 in your test book.
A. The man is watching a video. B. The man is setting up his camera. C. The video is on the table. D. Video equipment was left in the room.
Number 17. Look at the picture marked number 17 in your test book. A. The drive was harmful for the car. B. Only the driver is armed. C. The man is holding open the door. D. The driver is resting his arm on the door. Number 18. Look at the picture marked number 18 in your test book.
A. Three plants are on the sidewalk. B. The walk goes up to a tree. C. Trees line the walkway. D. A tree is lying across the walk.
Number 19. Look at the picture marked number 19 in your test book. A. An officer is directing traffic. B. Police stopped the car on the highway. C. Traffic has blocked the intersection. D. The cars are turning around in the street. Number 20. Look at the picture marked number 20 in your test book. A. The coat is hanging on the divider. B. Court is about to open. C. The wall had only a single coat of paint. D. Rain washed over the coat. Part 2. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear a question spoken in English, followed by three responses also spoken in English. The question and the responses will be spoken just one time. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers say. You are to choose the best response to each question. Now listen to a sample question. You will hear,
"Good morning, John. How are you?"
You will also hear, A. I'm fine, thank you. B. I'm in the living room. C. My name is John.
The best response to the question, how are you, is choice A. I am fine, thank you. Therefore, you should choose answer A. Now let us begin part 2 with question number 21. Number 21. What time is your train? A. I'd be glad to help. B. It leaves at 3 o'clock. C. Yes, I guess we should. Number 22. Were we to ask, would you want to manage our new store?
A. I'd certainly consider it. B. Yes, I go shopping every week. C. I'm glad you were.
Number 23. Can you take the car in to be serviced this afternoon?
A. These scissors aren't very sharp. B. I spoke with them this morning. C. I'm busy until 1:30, but I can get it to them by 2.
Number 24. Why did exports drop in the second quarter?
A. By more than 50%. B. Because of fluctuations in exchange rates. C. Only in the third quarter.
Number 25. What's the date today?
A. Yes, we're going to a movie. B. It's August 25th. C. They came in first.
Number 26. Can you tell me how to get to the library?
A. It's that building at the top of the hill on the right. B. You should call to be sure, but I think it opens at 10. C. They have some very good vegetable dishes.
Number 27.
Where do you keep the Tokyo files?
A. 91%. B. It takes only 3 hours. C. In the second drawer, under Japan. Number 28.
Did you hear about Jean's accident?
A. Yes, that really was too bad. B. Yes, I've always wanted to see it. C. I hear it's a very good book.
Number 29.
Is there a place where I can buy a newspaper near here?
A. No, I didn't read it. B. Yes, you can get one in the hotel lobby. C. Thank you. I couldn't hear from where I was seated.
Number 30.
Would you mind dropping this off at the post office on your way home?
A. Yes, I turned off the lights. B. I'd prefer if you did it this way. C. Of course not. It's right on the way.
Number 31. Did my wife call?
A. Yes, I put the message on your desk. B. No, I haven't found it yet. C. She's doing a very good job.
Number 32. I'd like to send out for pizza tonight. What do you think?
A. I don't care for it anymore, thank you. B. In Europe, people eat a lot of pizza. C. I had pizza at lunch today, so I think I'd like something else.
Number 33.
Do you expect flight 101 to get in on time?
A. Yes, it's coming in now. B. They usually open early. C. He said he'll knock when he gets here.
Number 34.
Do you know who will be replacing Jake when he retires?
A. No, but whoever it is, I hope he's as nice as Jake. B. I know nothing about cars, so don't ask me. C. I spoke with both of them yesterday. 35. Have you seen your exam results yet?
A. I finished before everyone else. B. I hear it was a very hard test. C. Yes, I barely passed, but then I didn't study very hard.
Number 36. How often do your original offices contact you?
A. They come by every 20 minutes.
B. They all check in with us every Friday.
C. Yes, we signed the contract just last week.
Number 37. Is there anything new in this policy statement?
A. I've been with the company only a week.
B. No, it's the same as the old one.
C. Anything at all will do.
Number 38. Are you still planning to relocate?
A. My vacation has been planned for months.
B. The repairs have not been made yet.
C. I'm considering it if I get the right offer.
Number 39.
Could you please help me lift this box?
A. No, I doubt if he can.
B. Yes, I saw one too.
C. Yes, I'll be right there.
Number 40. How far away from here do you live?
A. They should be here in an hour.
B. Only a few blocks, over toward the river.
C. It was just 1 year ago this week.
Number 41.
Do we have any yellow tablets in the supply cabinet?
A. I'm sure we do. Would you like some?
B. I learned while at the university.
C. No, I haven't received it yet.
Number 42. When will your new office be opening?
A. We hope to have it ready by November 1st.
B. On the third floor, the first door on the right.
C. They'll be coming for dinner.
Number 43. Have you seen Carol around anywhere?
A. No, I don't go to many movies.
B. Yes, but I prefer the square one.
C. She was here just a minute ago.
Number 44. Can I have a look at your sales reports?
A. No, it isn't mine.
B.
Yes, I'd like to see it.
C.
Yes, they're all in this notebook.
Number 45. Has the mechanic finished working on my car?
A. It was painted blue.
B.
Yes, you can pick it up at any time.
C.
Only if you bring it in before 8.
Number 46.
On what data will this new product be based?
A. On trends our marketing staff have noticed among young people.
B. We bring everybody in after 6 weeks in the field.
C. Over $12 million every year.
Number 47. What's the board's biggest concern?
A. I know they have many concerns.
B. As always, they're worried about low profitability.
C. No, they aren't concerned about that.
Number 48. How long will you be there?
A. Soon.
B. Only 2 weeks.
C.
He arrives in a few days.
Number 49. Have we ever held a workshop on managing personal finances?
A. The finance meeting starts at noon.
B. I tried, but it was too heavy for me.
C. We had one 4 years ago before you joined us.
Number 50.
Has anybody sent out that fax to New York yet?
A.
Yes, it went out about an hour ago.
B. They got in late last night.
C. I won't be able to go this time.